It's Audio Mo, 2023, day 9. The hunt may be over. Any of you listening to my Audio Mo's for the last couple of years will know that I for years I used an amp called a Fender Twin, massive thing. It weighed like a house. And the last one I had to retire because it had done its 25-year service near enough, I think. So I had to get a smaller amp, and I then started playing with Steve and Lindsay. And I used some pedals because I couldn't get the sounds that I had on my twin before. And what I've wanted all this time is a Fender Bassman, a 1959 Fender Bassman. They're one of the best amps you could ever own. If I wanted to buy one, you'd be looking at £13,500 for 1959. I think even the reissues they did in the 90s are about £4,000. Also, they're a 4x10 cabinet, so 4 10-inch speakers. They weigh a bloody ton. I can't be doing with that these days. So I've in my I think both the last 2 years, from having no pedals for years, I now have a pedal board, and then I keep switching things around, and I keep thinking I'm there. But today, I think I might be there. I'd forgotten about a pedal that came out years ago, and it was so unpopular, it was discontinued. But I got one secondhand last week, and it arrived today. And it's a Boss 59 Bassman. It's a 59 Bassman amp in a little pedal. And I think we might be there. So I'm going to put you on the side here. And also, this has been recorded on my phone. It's not going through a studio or anything. So it'll probably just distort like hell. But I think I'm there. I think I've got my sound I want. And in the guitar world, we know it as a little hair. It's a bit of distortion. Not too much, but a little bit of hair. So that's my clean. This is how they do these guitar videos on YouTube and all that malarkey. Here's my clean tone. And now, the 59 Bassman pedal. Could need a bit more playing with. I think I've got it in the right position on my pedal board. These things are important. But I think I might be there. Welcome to my home. A beautiful Fender Bassman pedal.